This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live on the northeast side of Grand Rapids in the little spot of heaven called Cannonsburg. If you've never been over here, you got to come out this way. I know you can if you're up in Traverse City or all the way down in Ann Arbor, but you know what? If you're in the West Michigan area, you got to come out here. There's a huge barbecue going on, and we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, these guys do it right. They got a big old Southern Pride smoker out, and this is a first-class place. If you've never been to Cannonsburg, Michigan, you might think it's just a little whistle stop, but it's one of those quaint little villages like you might find anywhere out in New England. You know, it's just it's a beautiful spot, but Michigan's full of little treasures like this. If you're in Alpena or if you're in Jackson or Benton Harbor, it doesn't matter. There's just cool spots all over the state, and it's always good to have a grill going or a smoker going like we've got going right now. It's a perfect day for smoking, actually. It's nice enough outside where if you want to hang around the thing for a little warmth, you can get it. And if you want to go and watch a game, you're good to go. And, yeah, so, you know, Jop, I've been using an iGrill, which is this wonderful device. It's an American-made thermometer for grills, smokers. It's got two probes that plug in with wires, and we did a review on it some time ago, and you just got one here, and on the phone with us right now is the president of iGrill, Chris Allen. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, you know what, Chris? We're doing well. Thank you, and thanks for forwarding one of these things out to me. I actually got it yesterday in the mail, and I've not tried it yet, but I've watched Barbecue Bob use this thing over and over. I can't wait for that Thanksgiving turkey because I'm going to put that thing on the smoker, and one of the keys to making sure that our smoked turkey turns out right is getting it to the proper temperature. So tell us a little bit about this unit and how it works.
Sure. So the iGrill is essentially, like you mentioned, a wireless grilling and cooking thermometer. The kind of the unique feature that we added is Bluetooth connectivity. So we now connect to the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod Touch, as well as most Android phones. For a complete list of Android phones, you can check out our website. But that is the main focus of the device. And then what we do is we couple that with a really nice app that allows grillers and smokers to preset temperatures, either using our own or their own custom temperatures, label the different probes. We also have an ambient temperature probe. So for the smokers out there, you know, keeping that ambient air temperature within a specific range, we allow you to do that as well. And then you can go ahead and step away if it's a cold day. It's actually pretty nice up here in New England today, but if it was freezing outside or you just wanted to go watch that game, like you mentioned, you can step away up to about 200 feet, and we'll go ahead and alarm your phone when the food's ready. In addition, you can also track it during that time, too, and we give you a nice little graph that you can export and probably replicate those really good smokes or cooks that you want to redo it over and over again.
Yeah, you know what, that is the cool part about this is because it's not only monitoring it as I go, but it's creating this archive for me. And like you said, I think it's important trying to get a good cook and replicate it time and time again. There's a lot of variables that go into it, but the big thing is temperature. And it'll show the incline, the declines, how you varied throughout there. How often does it take a snapshot in that graph? Is it continuous or is it over time periods?
It's continuous. We update every 1 second, so, I mean, it's probably a little overdone for some cases, but we rather err on the side of caution. And the you know, a lot of the smoke teams and the barbecue teams out there that we sponsor, that we work with, have done really well in that shows for exactly that reason. They get a first place ribbon in one of these shows, and they're able to export that graph and do it again and again the exact same way.
And what's retail price on this?
$79.99 is retail. We have some cool specials going on right now too on our website that are the grilling photo contest. So you take a picture using your iGrill because we do a Facebook integration, so you can post it on your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever you'd like. But go ahead and take a picture of yourself using the iGrill, and send it up to our Facebook page. And we're giving away $75 gift certificates every week from Omaha Steaks, as well as at the end of it, the $500 gift certificate. Or Amex card, I'm sorry, as well as Sportula, which is some grilling tools, and then some more Omaha Steaks gifts as well.
Well, that sounds great, Chris. So how do people buy this? Where do they find it?
Right now it's available in Apple stores, Apple Online. It's on our website, igrillinc.com. It's also available in your AT&T wireless stores, Verizon wireless stores, and Best Buy.
All right. Thanks so much. Chris Allen, Grilling Guys, give the iGrill two thumbs up. Thanks for joining us.
Two big spatulas up. You bet, baby.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. All right. That was Chris Allen from the iGrill. Hey, ladies, if you're listening out there, great gift for the smoker and the griller in your life. Get out there and grab one of these things.
Make them the envy of the neighborhood,
That's
too.
That's right.
Because when you can pull up your temp on your phone, you're bad.
Yeah, you are the grilling stud at that point. You go from backyard burger burner to that chef almost instantly. Hey, Bob, you know what? I know you're headed out for deer season, and one of the things that we like to do in that midday when we're done hunting in the morning and before the afternoon is do a little steelhead.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to get one, then get it on the line and actually get it landed. There's some great recipes and great techniques to cook it. Break that down for us, the one that you like to use when you're at camp.
Well, this one I'll post on the website here as soon as the show's done. But basically, it's steelhead with potatoes and asparagus as a meal, but the long and the short of it is you pull the pin bones out of that steelhead, and needle-nose pliers work really well for that. And, you know, pull as many of those out as you can. It makes for a more enjoyable meal for your guest. Remove the belly portion of the fish, and then square up your cuts into about like 6-ounce pieces.
Are you steaking that or are you filleting it?
Filleting it.
Okay.
And then remove the skin and trim it, place it in a Ziploc bag and chill it. What you're going to do is get some red skin potatoes, toss them and slice them. You're going to put some seasonings on there that we'll have on the website. But the cool part of this is it's the mustard sauce that you're going to make up for this steelhead. And it's a couple cups of white wine, and we have a vintner sitting here ready to come on. A cup of white wine vinegar, a cup of shallots, sliced julienne. Not Julius.
Don't cut Julian's finger, though. She don't like that.
2 cups of grain mustard, a cup of Dijon, some ginger, and some salt and pepper. And you're going to cook that up and make a sauce for the steelhead to serve it. And you're going to it's absolutely wonderful. And you're going to pair it up with those potatoes and asparagus. And it's just a real simple recipe, but it makes for a beautiful presentation with the asparagus wrapped around the bottom of the plate, your filet in the middle, potatoes up around the top, and with that mustard sauce, you'll love it. It's very unique, very good profile.
We'll get that up on thegrillingguys.com on the website, and you can check that one out. Hey, you know what? What do leather couches, live music, and a long bar have in common? Throw in a little Uncle Crunkle's Dunkelweizen, and you're talking about Michigan Beer Cellar. This is one of the best breweries in West Michigan. He's up in the little town of Sparta, and coming up next, he's going to be sitting down with us, and we're going to break down a couple of his brews, a little Michigan Sunshine.
Uncle Crunkle!
Yeah, wouldn't it be good to get some Michigan Sunshine right now, or a little bit of that Mad Dog Black Magic Rye? We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.